Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tuesday morning here, 96.5 The Fan. It is Fesco and Dusty, and of course Mac as well, riding alongside with us this morning. Hope you guys are all having a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday as we get set for the Jack Caglione debut out at Kauffman Stadium tonight. Obviously, the big top story of the day for us here in Kansas City. And then coming up a little bit later on, about a half hour from now, we're going to give you the second opportunity of the week to qualify for the Hy-Vee Father's Day gift card of $500. Every day this week around 7:45, we're going to ask you about a famous father. We'll give you three clues to that. And if you know who that famous father is and you are caller number, what caller number today, Mac, do we want to go with on that one a little bit later on?
Let's do number eight.
Caller number eight, and you know the famous father, you will be one of five entries eligible to win the $500 Hy-Vee gift card that we will draw for on Friday. So everybody who qualifies Monday through Friday, one day, one qualifier a day, will be put into a hat, will be drawn, and that one winner will get a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee.
How much?
$500!
Wow.
It's like a Hy-Vee.
That's awesome.
That's a hell of a gift for
Seriously,
Father's Day.
Man.
So be listening in about a half hour and have an opportunity to qualify to win.
We'll be eating ribeyes and twice baked potatoes on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. You can go out there and get stuff you never thought you could get before at Hy-Vee. They've got their steak sale going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They got tomahawk ribeyes on sale this week. They've got fillets on sale this week. They got regular ribeyes on sale this week. So that's coming up a little bit later on in the week, man. That's going to be so good. Beef.
Oh, yeah, beef. There's a guy on Barstool Golf. His name's Beef, and he's exactly what you think he looked like.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I mean, probably 400 pounds.
Beef.
And how he swings a golf club so efficiently.
Is he good?
Just, yeah.
Damn.
He's like their head pro.
Wow.
And you're just like, really? Okay. And his name's Beef.
I like Michael Scott saying it. Beef is what's for dinner.
What a show. Speaking of a show, tonight, Caglione. You'll be in attendance. You'll see the reaction of everybody welcoming him to the plate. It's going to be a fun moment. Mm-hmm. I assume he'll probably be leading off the second inning. Watch that happen. Everybody's going to get all the way to the five, and Salvador Perez ground out. Jack Caglione leads off the second, which, cool, makes like the moment even more about him. But it's
I would rather have that, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what it was in St. Louis when he came up in the top of the second. He was all by himself, and it was the moment, and it was cool, and everything was there, and even the home crowd in St. Louis, however many there was, 12 to 13 maybe of them, you know, they stood up, they cheered, they knew the situation. I mean, he's a big prospect. He's top 10 in baseball, Royals number one prospect, big dude. But there's another big dude playing in this park tonight, and that's Aaron Judge.
Yep.
And to me, it's crazy to think that the Royals might have a guy in town that people are more excited to see than the guy coming in town from the Yankees. It's like a lot of times in my life, you know, we had good players. We had like Randa and Sweeney and Beltran for a couple of years and Jermaine Dye as well. But you always kind of knew when other teams brought guys, like you were always like, oh, I'm going to the game tonight because Griffey's going to be in town.
Yeah.
Right. Like, oh, Randy Johnson's going to pitch on Friday night. I'm going to go see that game. Like I want to watch that. Or, hey, it's, you know, Baltimore's in town and Cal Ripken's playing, or you get it. Boston's in town. I want to see Manny Ramirez or Pedro Martinez. And the Yankees are in town and Aaron Judge hitting 396 with 23 home runs and 55 RBI. Probably the best hitter in baseball right now. And this entire town is going tonight to watch Jack Caglio.
It's really the first time in a long time, save the playoffs, where there may be more Royals fans than Yankee fans in attendance. And rightfully so. I mean, the Royals didn't give us anything for 30 years worth cheering for the most part, right? An off year here or there, you know, in 2003 and whatnot. And, you know, everybody had seen Mike Sweeney and Carlos Beltran at that point. And I think where the Royals, you know, lost it during that generation was the fact that the kids didn't have anybody to root for. There was nobody you could wrap your arms around as a kid and be your idol here in Kansas City. And so everybody went and found other teams. Kids your age, basically, we're talking about. They went and found the Red Sox or the Yankees or whoever, you know, and they became fans of that team because the Royals were losing 100 games a year and it was not fun. And so everybody just kind of moved on. Then the Royals started winning again. They brought players in that you could wrap your arms around and love. And then that generation, my kids' generation, grows up. Haas, Moose, Salvi, Bobby. Now they've got Bobby and Cags. And, you know, we're turning that generation over while being connected to the old generation with Salvi. Like, so the Royals are finally doing their part to win over fans. Just because you roll out a team doesn't mean people should be fans from you, even if they are in your town. You got to give them a reason why. And the Royals are doing that right now. You've got Bobby Witt Jr., obviously, Cole Reagans. I mean, the kid pitching tonight, Noah Cameron. You still have Salvi out there. Jonathan India's playing good baseball. Mikel Garcia. Like, there's players you can now wrap your arms around. So I think this is going to be the first regular season game we've seen in many, many years where there's probably going to be more Royals fans in attendance than Yankee fans out there. And, you know, usually when the Yankees are in town, I like to drive by the Fairmont Hotel or whatever it's called now in the Plaza, because that's where the visiting teams stay for the most part. And unless they've moved to the Lowe's now, I don't know. But you could always tell the Yankees were in town because there are people outside the hotel trying to get a glimpse, right? It's a traveling road show, at least it was back in the day. I wonder how many people are going to be hanging out at the hotel trying to get Aaron Judge's autograph or Max Fried's autograph today, because back in the day, there used to be 20, 30, you know, adults standing out of the hotel at like 11 o'clock in the morning hoping to see these guys.
Or they'll roam the plaza.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
On Monday afternoon.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Because the Yankees, where did they finish? They were in, were they in New York? Yeah. They were playing Boston and New York. So they probably didn't fly until late yesterday afternoon or so. Probably went out to dinner on the plaza. You're right, but I'm sure there were adults down there trying to spy Aaron Judge.
Where I always noticed it, and this is when I became like a media member, and you get your credential, you go in that one gate, and that one gate where you go in is where the team walks in.
Yeah.
And you just see like the importance of the team, like when the Yankees are in town, you just see it's just covered, that little railing right there, and they just walk right in.
Yeah.
And it's just, you see them walk, because I remember Detroit did it, and Miguel Cabrera was coming to town. And I was like, I just want to stand out here with the fans and see what this is like. Because there was, you know, probably 20 people on each side of the railing. So 40, 50 people there. It's kind of a lot for that area.
That's a big,
I'm watching them, and, you know, here comes Miguel Cabrera. And I mean, just flashy, smells nice, looks nice. Hey, everybody, how you doing? How you doing, everybody?
Kids thought Jorge Soler smelled so good one time in an elevator. Yeah. I'm like,
Wasn't it Sally in the playoffs to put perfume on?
He still wears it.
The other thing of note tonight, obviously Caglione, Bobby Witt Jr., Aaron Judge, national television.
Yep.
So it's TBS 640. You can watch it from a different announcer perspective. You can still hear it here on 96.5 The Fan. Fern's On Deck show at 5:30 here tonight as the sophomore album continues to move through. But I just thought that was an interesting little nugget that maybe for the first time in my life, I know that we would go watch Greinke pitch. Like, that would take you to
the ballpark. Take you to the ballpark.
When he was 09, you know,
But the other 4 days, you were not going near or even consuming
what
was going on.
Or you did. You're like, oh, I'm going to go watch because X-Body's in town. You know, whatever.
Right.
And now it's, Judge is in town. The Yankees are in town. It's that sort of atmosphere. But it's more so like, I'm going tonight because of Jack Caglione. I'm going tonight because I want to see if Jack gets his first home run in Kauffman Stadium. I'm going tonight because the future is this 22-year-old. Yes, I'm going, and I'm also getting the luxury of seeing Aaron Judge, who will be out there tonight. Because, again, you're going to have a 6'5", 250-pound right fielder and a 6'7", 280-pound right fielder.
Well, I think also, too, I mean, you've got the ability to go watch the two best players in the American League play against each other for the next 3 days. And Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, nobody else in baseball is giving you the star matchup that we've got here in Kansas City. I mean, this is how you create fans. This is how you grow the game. You've got these two players facing off tonight on national television. This is baseball's opportunity to shine, man. And mm-hmm. and I hope TBS, right? It's TBS that's doing mm-hmm. the game tonight. I don't know who's on the call of that game, but I hope they do an amazing job of letting everybody know we're watching the two best players in the American League go head to head. Two of the best pitchers right now in the American League. Yes, most people have never heard of Noah Cameron, but he's pitching like one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. And you got a potential superstar in the making in Jack Caglione. And, oh, by the way, Salvi's still here, too. Like, there's so much for this game tonight for baseball to celebrate.
Noah Cameron is doing things that the last time they did, the guy's name was Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah, I know, right?
Don't ask. But before we get into
we've got Costas and Darling tonight.
Oh, great.
Costas is on the call tonight.
Yes, sir.
There's a base hit. Oh, shucks. Oh, no. He got it.
Ron Darling's fantastic. No way. Are you serious? I thought Costas retired from doing baseball.
It's the Yankees, man.
I swear to God. Are you looking at the right thing?
According to Jimmy Traynor, yeah. Royals game on TBS tonight.
Yeah.
I swear to God, Bob Costas at the end of baseball season said he was not going to be doing it anymore. Did I miss that?
Yeah.
Didn't Costa say he was, like, taking a step back?
Hit to short. Witt gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can, and it's just the point were making. It's not Giancarlo's fault. A near base hit. Couldn't beat it out at the other end. Turns into a double play.
Yeah, November 1st, he said he was retiring.
Yeah, well, so did Jordan. He came back three times.
His ongoing postseason struggles. Here's a drive to deep left field. Does it have enough? It does not. At the edge of the track, Melendez takes it.
Are you sure we're reading the right thing? It's not a tweet from the playoffs? Because it says this is Yahoo. Sportscaster Bob Costas has revealed that he will be retiring after being the voice of MLB play-by-play for more than 40 years.
He's not doing playoffs anymore.
It says retired. First reported by Andrew Marsh of The Athletic. His retirement has been planned for over a year. His contract with TBS expired at the end of the season.
I don't know. I mean, he looked it up.
Okay, now it's saying the primary play-by-play announcer for TBS for MLB Tuesday are Alex Faust and Brian Anderson.
There you go.
Okay.
Brian Anderson, the former Royals pitcher?
I don't know who Alex Faust is. Is that a former player? Because Brian Anderson is an announcer, but Brian Anderson is also the former pitcher that is an announcer. Mm. So there's two Brian Andersons, and they both go by BA, and they both announce baseball. One's the play-by-play guy, one's our BA who pitched here in 2003. I've never heard of Alex Faust. I don't know who that gentleman is.
Never heard of him.
There you go. So before we get into one word, let me steal Max Thunder here. One word from you as Brett Veach is considered the fifth best GM in football.
Stupid.
Okay.
I mean, we thought we had a dumb list earlier with Patrick Mahomes, right? With the commentary on Patrick Mahomes. Brett Veach being ranked as the fifth best GM in the NFL is just stupid. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. Of course, they got everybody's, you know, golden child, Howie Roseman, number one. He's the golden boy of the NFL. He can do no wrong,
right? He's
pretty
good.
Yeah, this is golden boy.
If he's not one, he's two.
Well, he should be two behind Brett Veach because Howie Roseman has won Super Bowl. Les Snead coming in at number two.
Les Snead. Legarius is dead?
That's exactly right. The Rams general manager, number two.
Which is a great GM.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Not better than Brett Veach.
I'm just saying he rebuilt what was a bottom five defense and made it a top 10 defense in one draft last year, just like we've seen Brett Veach do with units. Mm-hmm. Just giving him his credit.
Right. No, I'm not taking anything away from Les Snead. Yep. He's not the best, though.
Because, no, that's fair.
You know, Brad Holmes, Detroit Lions.
Solid GM.
What has he won? Eric DaCosta, Baltimore Ravens. What has he won? And then Brett Veach at number five. You're telling me Eric DaCosta, Brad Holmes, Les Snead, and Howie Roseman are all better than a general manager who's been to 5 Super Bowls, and won 3, and have been to 7 straight AFC championship games?
I think you could have an argument with Roseman and Veach. I think it's closer than we think, but I think they're 1 and 2.
They're definitely 1 and 2.
And then I think if you took like the quarterback debate, where in my opinion, it's Mahomes and Allen, and I don't think there really is an argument, then like your Snead could be your Burrow. Jackson could be your guy in Detroit. Because you got
Cody
like,
Tapp's number 9 on this list. I don't know if you guys have seen Cody on this list.
That's pretty good.
Can you see it on the camera?
That's pretty
Can
good.
Can you see it on the camera?
Oh, yeah.
See, Cody Tapp is the number 9th best general manager.
He got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Jason.
Yeah. I do think that Detroit's GM should be in the top 5. I mean, that you think about what that team has been for 35, 40 years.
Fair point on that
one. And what they've been for the last 4. So, yeah, they may not have won the Super Bowl, but for God's sakes, they're winning. And that's the thing that they've won. Baltimore has been relevant for ever since John Harbaugh has been in the building.
I feel like they've been relevant since they've moved from Cleveland.
That's fair. I mean, they won 2 Super Bowls.
How many losing seasons, and this is Mac, you need to jump on this one. How many losing seasons have the Ravens had in Baltimore? I guarantee you.
Less than 5.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to put the over-under at 5. Well, I'm going to put the over-under at 5.
Because they took Lamar at 32, so it's not like
they traded back in for that.
That's right.
They traded back in to get Lamar at 32. I guarantee it's under 5. Maybe it's 5.
Since 1996, 8 losing seasons. Okay. They've also had 17 winning seasons, 3 seasons where they finished 8-8.
And they had 2 Super Bowl titles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hell of a run there.
All right, Mac.
I look at this list, and I just see a lot of good GMs. That's what I noticed.
Yeah.
A lot of really good GMs.
I see a lot of hardware missing from a lot of people that are ranked ahead of Brad Veach.
I think you're one of the few that judge GMs like that, but that's fair.
But it's about winning, isn't it? And putting the best product on the field.
It's about putting the best product on the field. The winning is not up to the GM.
No, but putting the best product on the field contributes to winning. I mean, we can't devalue winning in professional sports. We've done that way too much in professional sports. We have devalued winning. We have devalued what matters because people want to say, oh, look at the great roster he put together. But you're not winning. I don't care about your roster if you're not winning. I don't.
Well.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of 3, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Just so everyone's aware, real quick, before Mac dives into One Word, yes, the Royals will still be on their original channel plus TBS. Yes. So they're on both. But if you want to hear a different sort of perspective from an announcement crew, like you want to hear what somebody else has to say about Caglione other than what you normally hear, then you can flip over to TBS.
Oh, it's still on the regular channel?
I believe so.
Oh, I didn't know if national television supersized that one. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I always like getting a different perspective.
Same.
I love listening, except when you listen to people and they say Perez. Other than that, I love listening to the other perspective because you learn so many different things about how people outside are perceiving your team.
Right here, FanDuel Sports Kansas City, tonight, 6:30, Royals baseball.
Okay, so it's on both. Cool.
Good. Yeah, it should be.
So the national, probably blacked out here on the national broadcast. I'm sure.
Speaking of, Royals-Yankees game 1 tonight, one word.
Anticipation. Anticipating this one. This feels like a playoff game. 2 top of the tier rotation guys, the 2 best players in the American League, and a home debut of a kid that was drafted a year ago that everybody's been excited about for 365 days. So anticipation for me.
I would say opportunity. This is an opportunity for baseball to really dive into this game, see what the ratings do on TBS, see what the viewpoint is for this game, because you have Aaron Judge doing a historic things this season. You have Jack Caglione, who clearly is a superstar outside of this area due to the baseball card world, due to kids following prospects more and more to get autographs, to get in tune with the game. And then also you have Bobby Witt Jr., who's a superstar in himself, all in one game tonight. See what happens. Exploit your stars and create something with this. You have an opportunity. That's what tonight's game is. It's opportunity for MLB. Put Judge's face on every TV that could be hitting 400, could have one of the greatest MLB seasons we've ever seen. Bobby Witt Jr., you never know. He might make another diving catch. Hell, what's his name? Denzel Clark out in Sacramento. He's the one making three straight plays. Like, he's doing it. Let Bobby Witt do that. Put him on that sort of screen time. And then again, let's say you do lean into Jack Caglione. You put all your chips into the Jack Caglione pot, and he hits a 468-foot piss missile into the water fountains, and it's on your network, it's on your television screen, it's on two different channels. Yeah, you have an opportunity here to really put some superstars in the driver's seat for your sport that could really, really use a face or two.
And today's a great day to have that national TV game. There are no Stanley Cup playoffs. There's no NBA postseason.
Competing with no one.
You're competing with nothing today. This is a standalone moment for Major League Baseball. Try to take advantage of. Now, they can't force people to turn on their TVs, but you've got an opportunity when they are there on their TVs to sell the hell out of Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt and this pitching matchup and faces of baseball. It's a good day for Major League Baseball. Don't blow it.
Got to figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
Tell him, Tim.
All right, we're going around sports and headlines. One word, NHL Stanley Cup Finals Game 3 was last night. Edmonton took the L 1-6 to Florida, now down 2-1 in the series.
6-1, we usually give the high score first, and that's how that works. Blowout. What the hell was that? Blowout.
Yeah, disappointment. Last two games with the overtime, this game was just one of those.
You were hoping, right?
I was like, will we get three in a row? My buddy's like, I don't think so. Normally doesn't work out that way. We were set up for failure with a blowout, but it was 2-0 at one point, which is, of course, we all know the worst lead you could ever have in sports, because 2-0 in hockey means you lose.
Or 6-0 in the NFL. I hate that. 9-0 in the NFL.
And then it was, and then it wasn't. It was 2-0, then it was 2-1. And then it went 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1. Good night, Cincinnati.
Yes.
No double overtime.
Dickie V got an extension with the NCAA. He will keep announcing college basketball games for the next few years. One word on Vitale staying in our lives and staying on our TVs.
Awesome, baby! I love it. I think Dick Vitale is the most important person in the history of college basketball, and I will never back down for that. He took over broadcasting college basketball when ESPN first started. He created the bigness that is college basketball. He created the FOMO. He was the biggest star in college basketball. If everybody loves something or someone as much as Dick Vitale loves college basketball, think about how much better this world will be. He is the great. Him and John Madden are the two most important people in their sports histories. John Madden presented the NFL, made the NFL fun in a time when baseball was dominating, and Dick Vitale was on a network that nobody ever heard of, screaming and yelling about diaper dandies and how, like, Dick Vitale is the most important person in college basketball history. I think it's awesome with a capital A.
Yeah, do we know what the extension was? It's like two years.
Yep.
I would have liked it to just be 1 year. Long, I think it is for me, because like he's battled, he's come up and down, and I don't know if he has 2 years left to do broadcasting. I would have liked this to be like the swan song season, you know, to give him everything and all that, because we kind of saw go a little too long in college football pregame. Lee Corso.
Yes, thank you. Lee Corso.
Like, Lee Corso probably didn't need to go last year. We could have just, you know.
But Dick Vitale's not that way, though. He's still got it, you know. He's kind still of. Good.
He's got the oh baby, he's got that stuff, but he's not throwing his fastball the same.
But he was never a guy that was an X's and O's breaking down game. He was the excitement guy.
For sure.
He was the guy that, you know,
and
a guy would
was.
Dump it and Lee, I mean,
yeah, it got bad.
Like they're not rolling Dick Vitale.
And that's what I'm saying.
There.
I hope we don't get to that point where it's like, damn, dude, it's bad.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You don't want to see that. Yeah. And we've done that with Lee Corso now for a couple of years.
It's done now.
One word on this Candace Parker audio discussing Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese in the rivalry.
Oh, still?
So I just think that it's like comparing apples and oranges. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, at least they don't play the same position.
They like doing the like magic and the bird comparison. Well, they played similar positions. Like Bird wasn't a point guard, but he played the guard position. Like they at least kind of match up. This, like, what are we doing? So I'm not falling into that. I'm not into the comparison. I think that there are a number of things that Angel can improve on, will improve on in the situation she's in. And I think Caitlin Clark has done that even in her first year in terms of, you know, being able to be that floor general. Her and Aaliyah Boston's connection has really improved. And I think the thing about Caitlin, yes, she can shoot from the logo, but she makes her team better.
No doubt. I mean, that's the difference right there. I don't think Angel Reese makes her team better at all. She had 4 points the other day, and they got beat by the Indiana Fever without Caitlin Clark by like 30. And she had 4 points in that game. I don't care that they play different positions. We compare people all the time in sports. That's irrelevant.
Nonsense.
Yeah. If you're the best player in the NBA, who are we debating? Or the best players in the NBA? They don't all play the same position ever. That's never been the case, right? So I don't think it matters that they don't play the same position. What matters is one makes their team better and one really doesn't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, it's just irrelevant. I didn't know that we were comparing the two. I think we're just hoping it was a rivalry. I didn't think we were comparing the two basketball players in the sport.
Because there's no comparison there.
Yeah,
yeah, one's just good.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's like comparing Patrick Mahomes to Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has more rebounds than points now, by the way.
Yeah, saw that.
How many missed shots does she have?
Oh, Lord.
What's her shooting percentage? 9?
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.